Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live, here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. The list goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Here for another hour, the studio line, 425-488-0525. That is 425-488-0525. Toll free, 844-411-5411. Text messages, 425-780-7566. We come back from the break. We got to talk more about this survey, because I have more to say. I'm not done yet, Mike, with my thoughts on this survey here that we discussed in the last hour. But I do have a couple of notes here during this short segment. The Raw that is taking place in Dallas the day after WrestleMania already sold out. I don't know how many WrestleMania tickets are gone already, but it's tens of thousands of tickets. And so, as we mention every year, no matter what anybody thinks about this product right now, this Raw show, this SmackDown show, I got things that I could say about SmackDown and the League of Nations. But WrestleMania is going to do gigantic business. Probably be the biggest WrestleMania of all time, quite frankly. So, that's good news for them. SmackDown was up. Although I guess that's not saying a whole hell of a lot, since last week it was Thanksgiving. If they hadn't been up, it would be
a show.
The Thanksgiving show?
Well, I saw your tweets, and it really reaffirmed me not watching the show when you said Aces and Eights gave you better memories.
Aces and Eights gave you better memories as far as like the top heel group, the League of Nations. But you know what? I'm going to tell you something about the SmackDown show. The SmackDown main event was excellent, and I'll tell you why after the break. Something I have not seen in this company in years, and I'm not making this up. It's great. We'll talk about it after the break. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24-7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So we were talking before the break about the SmackDown show on Thursday night. And yes, first off, the League of Nations. Come out at the beginning of the show, and it's Sheamus. And he's got Alberto Del Rio and Wade Barrett and Rusev. And Sheamus is just acting like such a geek. He's such a clown. He's all wacky. He's the champion. And then the New Day come out, and they're over the top. And I love the New Day, but as a main event act, it turns the whole show into a joke. And they're out there, all seven of them, and they're dancing. They're practically singing. And I just thought, is there ever in the history of wrestling ever been a main event top heel group that was a bigger collection of geeks than these guys? And I'm talking about the individual guys. I love Rusev. I love Wade Barrett. Sheamus is a lot better when he's not being Ronald McDonald. The New Day amuses me. They're all very, very talented. Alberto Del Rio has got a great tan. But we're talking about the top heel group in the promotion. The baddest men on the roster. And they're all clowns. And so last night, everybody's tweeting me, well, what about Aces and Eights? No, I'm afraid Aces and Eights were, in fact, more intimidating than these geeks. And people just rattled off all of these top heel groups, many of which, by the way, weren't even top heel groups. I'm talking the top heels. Maybe the problem is that people can't even comprehend what I'm talking about here. These are the top bad guys in the whole company. If this were Star Wars, this is Darth Vader and his crew. Sheamus, Wade Barrett, Rusev, Alberto Del Rio, and the New Day. That's your top heels in the whole company. There's nobody above them. Nothing ever compares to this that I can think of in wrestling history.
And it's amazing, too. You look at those names on a piece of paper, it's epic. It's like, man, I mean, Alberto Del Rio and the New Day, I mean, all of these guys, Rusev, how great is this? But it's the execution of it. It's about what they're given to work with. It's about the positions they've been in before this time. It's why you have to take things seriously. You need to have some stars. You need to have some guys that lose, too. But you need to take care of these guys better. You know, weeks ago, you know, and I'm just, obviously this didn't happen, or it may have happened for God knows all I can remember, but let's just say 6 weeks ago, Rusev and Dolph Ziggler, you know, they went 50-50 back and forth. Then all of a sudden, you know, somebody gets hurt and you need Rusev. Well, how can anybody take him seriously because you weren't taking care of him? There are some things that worked in the 80s in wrestling that actually still matter today because They should matter in wrestling. They should matter in sports. You work your way up, and you take care of the guys you're supposed to take care of because you never know when you're going to need them. And all these goofy storylines and stupid things that they do, they don't think about the future. They book for right now. Sometimes they book for just hours ahead of them, you know, when it comes to script changes and things like that. There needs to be a longer-term vision. They need to slow down and have a better plan. And the hope is... and it's not going to happen, but the hope is...
Who has hope in this business?
I know that when John Cena went out and this happened and that happened and the other happened, well, maybe we'd be able to sit back and kind of reset things. They have reset them, but I have no faith going forward that they're going to treat titles seriously. They're going to have angles that don't necessarily go longer but have better payoffs because they're more intense. And it doesn't mean the violence is ratcheted up or you get away from PG. It just means you've put more thought and more effort into them and take care of these guys. Take care of Wade Barrett. Imagine what, again, when it comes to Wade Barrett, nobody believes, I don't think out there, that he could beat Brock Lesnar in a real fight because of Brock Wrestling's, you know, capabilities as a wrestler. But if you were to ever see Wade Barrett, you could believe him getting into a fist fight with Brock Lesnar and coming out of it probably in a better position than, say, a Kofi Kingston having a fight with a Brock Lesnar. You know he's a tough guy. You know he's a badass guy. Why has he been a clown? Why, when you knew you made the mistake with Sheamus where he ran away from the Nexus and Wade Barrett and he looked like a geek when he held the title the first time, which ended up with him being buried by Triple H and, you know, before he had to go and have a reset on his career? Because you did that, you'd think you learned from that example, but they didn't. He's been a joke ever since, and now he's your world champion because circumstances forced you into needing him to be that way. Maybe they didn't. Maybe they had this plan if Rollins went out or not. But still, look at Rollins. As entertaining as he's been, as great as he was, there are very few guys to be put in the position he was in, to be so young in his career on the WWE roster and then be told, go out there and blow 20 minutes. Go out there and deal with Jon Stewart for 20 minutes. Go out and do this and that for 20 minutes. Don't wrestle, you know, but do these other things. Because when you wrestle, we're going to have the rug pulled out from under you and all that athletic talent. You're going to win cheaply every single time.
Do you know,
these are just ridiculous things that just, they know the answer, much like those surveys, and they just don't do them.
Do you know who got attacked by a fan last night?
I saw that, yes. Alberto Del Rio in Bayamon.
That's right. Alberto Del Rio, everybody, was attacked by a fan. He got so much heat as a heel that he got attacked by a fan. Now, granted, you can
Puerto
say
Rico trying
things,
to get that comeuppance on Mexico for that Cotto Canelo fight.
You can say things in Puerto Rico that you're not going to be able to say on WWE television.
That's true.
And I don't endorse it. I'm not like, oh, you should have heard what this guy. Congrats to this guy. I'm not saying that.
Crowd.
The point I'm trying to make is the guy got too much freedom. But the point is he got some freedom and he got attacked. Can you imagine any fan caring enough about Alberto Del Rio and WWE to attack him? It never happened in a million years. Now, again, I'm not saying that Alberto should be able to go out there and make racial remarks or anything like that. I mean, the lame stuff they're doing right now kind of sort of has racial overtones, and still nobody cares one bit because it sucks. But the point is, these are guys who could be menacing, intimidating top heels, but they're singing and dancing with the New Day, and they're total geeks. Now, let me say something positive. SmackDown last night, they ended up doing a four-on-one match with all of the United Nations, or whatever the hell they're called, and Roman Reigns, the League of Nations and Roman Reigns, a four-on-one handicap match. Now, granted, SmackDown was SmackDown, so there was a lot of women and children and families there. So Roman Reigns was already going to get a better reaction. But they do this match. It's a four-on-one match. And it's at one point, Roman Reigns is running the ropes, and Wade Barrett catches his foot and trips him. And he's ejected by the referee. Now, first off, why would be ejected by the referee from a tag match for doing something you see in every single tag match we've ever seen, I don't know. But forget about it. He gets sent out. And I don't even know why they did that, because 4-on-1 odds are way better to overcome than 3-on-1 odds. But they got rid of the guy anyway. So it's now 3-on-1. And they beat on Roman, and they pound on him, and they pummel him, and they give him a royal beating. And finally, Roman Reigns makes this huge comeback. And it's the League of Nations. They're the top heel group, even though they're geeks. And so the company doesn't want to beat any of them yet. So what they do is, Roman runs wild. He takes out Rusev. He takes out Alberto Del Rio. And he takes out Sheamus on the outside. And the referee's counting the entire time. And Roman Reigns is just running roughshod on three men outside the ring. And he finally lays out, like, every time a heel tries to throw him into the steps, he reverses and the heel gets thrown into the steps. Heel tries to throw him into the table, he reverses, throws the heel into the table. Finally, he lays out Sheamus. The referee's going, 8, 9! And Roman Reigns flies into the ring, and he wins. He wins via count out. And the place goes nuts. They stood up, and they cheered, and they clapped, and they were going crazy because a man won via count out. I haven't seen that in years. A count out is normally a booed finish because people think they've been screwed. They loved that finish. That was a good SmackDown main event. Back in a moment with calls and more. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, we got a lot of people on the lines. Got some text messages I have to go through. Let's head to the phone. Studio line, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Oh, hi. This is Paul from Barbersville.
Yes, Paul.
And I have been catching up on the results of last night's Chikara Top Banana card.
Great.
In Easton, Pennsylvania.
I was looking for these.
Yes, there was an amazing story going throughout this year's season of Chikara. And I think,
well, hold on. Before we get to that, how's Max Smashmaster? Is he okay?
I have not heard for sure, but there are some pretty interesting GIFs on the internet of Princess Kimberly suplexing all three members of the Devastation Corporation like this sparkly, blue-haired, girly version of Brock Lesnar.
So what you're saying is you may have to put your... That's the word I'm looking for here.
What are you trying to say?
Reality to the side, because
suspend our disbelief.
Suspending disbelief, yes. Thank you very much, because those men are not small.
No, they're not. Oh. But did he suffer an injury, like a knee injury?
That I have not heard for sure. But
I'm telling you, you got the scoops here.
All right, the truth. But here's the deal. Over the course of this Challenge of the Immortals tournament, the crowning court were the team for the first half of the tournament that were in last place. Basically, you had Princess Kimberly, who used to be a valet, teaming up with our fine friend Jervis Cottonbelly, who is entirely too nice for this business, and Los Ice Creams, who are geeks. And basically, midway through this tournament, she gives them a pep talk. Jervis toughens up a bit, the Ice Creams start believing in themselves, and they win and win and win for months. They get to the finals. They face off with Devastation Corporation, and Princess Kimberly goes berserk. She suplexes everybody, and the team wins. And what is the prize after all of this this month and month-long tournament? Princess Kimberly, being the captain of the crowning court, gets a golden opportunity, which is the Chikara version of the Money in the Bank.
So the team captain gets that opportunity.
Well, apparently each team member gets an opportunity, so I'm presuming that the Ice Creams are going to go after the tag team titles. And Jervis, this is going to be a puzzling one, because I don't see him going after the Young Lions Cup at the age of 120. And given what happens later in the card, I don't see him going after the world title.
Well, Coronado, golden bow tie.
We don't know that, because what if Jervis Cottonbelly ends up becoming a dastardly villain and he does go after that world title?
Ooh, I had not considered that. So anyway, later in the card, Princess Kimberly cashes in her golden opportunity on Hala Wicked, puts him in the Chikara special, makes him tap out. And basically, in one night, well, it's over the course, but Princess Kimberly, after this month and month-long tournament, is now a main eventer and a monster. And compare what they've done with their version of Money in the Bank to what the WWE has done with their version.
I was having fun. Now you have to bring that up?
well, yes. I mean, Sheamus did nothing before winning Money in the Bank, did nothing after winning Money in the Bank, and now he's their world champ. And I would say that the Crowning Court is a much, much more believable stable than the United Nations. League of Nations.
Yes.
United Nations is another Chikara stable. So
that's right, they are.
And the other part of the storyline, too, that was pointed out to me on Twitter and also in our forum as well, too, was, and Max Smashmaster talked about this on our show, about the DQ for kicking too much rear end, basically that happened where in the lead up to this, they had a spot that was secured in the tournament and they kind of, you know, got their eye off the prize and got lazy and did what heels do, which was try to coast in on their laurels, and they were very arrogant about things. And that was the other part of this storyline, too, where these... Again, it's amazing when you actually just, you know, think about what you're doing and plan for it and throw some layers behind it, what you can do.
Right, right. And also, earlier in the tournament, a Dasher's dugout was in the lead, but his tag team partner, Mr. Touchdown, who used to be a Rudo, started getting nervous. He put a foreign object in Dasher Hatfield's shoulder pad, and as a result, Dasher found out they were cheating, and they forfeited. So,
Yes, wow.
Yes. He's very much a, like Jervis, a gentleman, and could not stomach the thought of winning through cheating.
Rules and regulations matter in Chikara, and so does honor, for God's sakes.
Man, the heel in me is very disappointed, however. You ain't ever going to get it ahead doing that.
Hey, you're going to have to talk to Dasher on that.
I'll have to get him on the show sometime. Maybe next time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, listen, I want to thank you very much for the Chikara update there. ChikaraPro.com, everybody, is the website. Chikaratopia, if you want to go up and watch a bunch of shows. I don't think this one will be up there for a little while, but a whole bunch of great stuff up at Chikaratopia.com. If you want to give us a call today, the studio line, 425-488-0525, toll-free, 844-411-5411, and text messages to 425-780-7566. Let's see what's in the text message bin here. Says, guy says, I answer all of the WWE survey questions with, your product sucks. That's not very constructive. Reminds me, by the way, I'm going back to this survey here. So, you remember how your theory was they're just looking for buzzwords?
Well, they're looking, again, they're just, you can take this and you can apply it to your own press release needs, PR needs.
Okay. The problem is, this survey specifically says, specifically, that they're comparing the two products.
Okay, but
comparing.
You can always change what that means. Is it WWE looking for it? Is it somebody in creative looking for it? Or is it somebody with eyes on marketing or establishing NXT further that goes, hey, look at this established product, the number one show on cable TV for years and years, and look what else we've got right here. A lot of people don't know about it, but look what our fans are saying about NXT. And they don't have to actually, when they release this stuff, have it be the comparison with WWE. You just forget about that altogether, and you go, look at the words that they're talking about when it comes to this product.
Like PG-rated?
Hey, well, look, you got to have some. It's like the when you're doing the lie detector test and you have some of those, what do they call those questions in there, the control questions. You need to have a couple of things like that in there just to not make it look too obvious.
PG rated. You know, the thing, the reason I bring that up is because, okay, let's say that the survey is in their minds, they're thinking, okay, well, what do fans like about WWE and what do they like about NXT and what do they dislike? Where would you rank PG rated? Like, I think most people call in the show if they said, well, you know, I think that Raw is PG rated. I'm going to put that for WWE. Is WWE looking at like that as a positive because they want to be? What is that even? What difference does it make? I just don't get this. I read about the other survey, right? Where's my other survey? Their survey was even more stupid.
Look for that other survey, too. Again, they've added Smoky Mountain, Mid-Atlantic, Mid-South, plenty of things to the WWE network over the years, and it's amazing. Just can you imagine with the talent roster they have now, with the way interviews are done now, as far as the guys being more comfortable in front of cameras, people growing up in front of cameras all the time now, all of those advantages that you have today, but just apply them into the, some of the storylines of the past, how much better things can be, and that's really all you need to do.
How do you watch Raw? It's a great survey question. You don't know
with my eyes closed or watching football.
You don't get DVR and Hulu numbers and ratings. What do you mean? How do you watch Raw? Do you check to see which superstars will be appearing?
Where would you do that? On the show with no preview.
What are some reasons you may fast forward or change the channel? What, are they going to change things?
Well, let's see, because the product sucks, right? We already got the answer to that one.
Rate these metrics. This was the one that actually made me the most upset. Rate these metrics.
Mookie probably had an erection hearing that one, but go ahead.
Whether it was entertaining, provided unexpected moments, variety of superstars, whether superstars are athletic. Do you like matches? Do you like angles? Do you like video packages? Do you like interviews? How can you answer that question?
Do you,
know
like
what?
Girls
I like matches
hair?
With Brock Lesnar. I don't like matches with, I don't want to throw out anybody's name, but
do
you know what I'm talking about? I would love to see an angle where Brock Lesnar comes out and destroys half the roster. Would I like to see an angle where the New Day comes out with the League of Nations and they all dance on the ramp? No. So am I supposed to answer yes, I like angles, or no? What a stupid question. What a stupid survey. I'm moving on here.
Well, it's a very broad question. You go, you know, our fans say that they like angles. Our fans say that they like, again, whatever the hell it is, you know? These are like, again, these are numbers, basically, that you can make do whatever you want them to do. They're those type of stats. They just happen to be in word form.
Dante here says, WrestleMania 31 was a positive in 2015. You considered it one of the best, comparing it to Mania 17. You're right. I did say that. But the question was, what do you think of the year as a whole? And the year sucked. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Billions of dollars continue funding every single year to businesses all across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they don't focus on personal credit. Funding can be used for payroll, equipment, added cash flow, and startups. If your business could use up to $500,000 within just a couple of days or up to $5 million within a week, I encourage you to visit BusinessLoansNow.com. Find out how much your business could qualify for. That's BusinessLoansNow.com.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Phone number, studio line, 425-488-0525. Toll free, 844-411-5411. Text messages, 425-780-7566. I do have some bad news. It is true, I can now confirm, Mike. Max Smashmaster dislocated his knee.
See, you give me no credit for my investigative
skills. You didn't tell me.
I am an investigative journalist here, or at least a journalist of high repute, for God's sake.
I kept learned, asking you if it was legit and you were being vague.
I told you that it was. I feel as offended as Bobby Heenan would when he would be questioned by Gorilla Monsoon on Primetime Wrestling. I am very upset, and I'm calling my assistant Betty right now to try to get me off of this show.
Well, I don't know if you know this or not, but he finished the match.
Of course he did. He's a man, for God's sakes.
He did a moonsault.
Did you expect anything else?
Did a moonsault, dislocated his knee. This was very early in the match.
See, maybe we have, because we have been hyping him up so much, and for very good reason, and he talked about some of his weight loss and getting more fit and things like that. Maybe we have encouraged his spryness a little bit too much to be trying moonsaults at an ample size there.
I did a moonsault early, dislocated his knee, finished the whole match, and I guess has to go to the doctor this week and find out if there is any further damage, which hopefully there's not. I've never dislocated my knee before, but there's all sorts of ligaments down there, and you don't want to stretch, tear, any of that. So hopefully he ends up all right, but that's the update on Max Smashmaster there.
Have you ever gotten hurt doing a moonsault?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I hurt my knee during doing the moonsault, but I didn't seriously damage it. I strained my MCL, but I did not dislocate my knee.
Is that the worst injury you can get doing a moonsault, or is it like, you know, do you crush your package sometimes doing it? I mean, what could be the worst injury off of a moonsault? Because, you know,
are you landing on the other guy with your knee?
Well, that's, I guess, yeah, it ended, who was it? Was it Kiwi? Was that Sonny Siaki? It was something like that, where he ended up landing on his face and basically breaking his face, which was a awful thing, which ended his career early. But they've made it look, moonsaults look so easy. Like, anytime they show training now, and they started this with Tough Enough way back when it was on MTV, where they showed guys taking moonsaults, and it's like, it seems like, you know, you would figure that on your, for those who are unaware, on like maybe your fifth day of wrestling school, now they're going to teach you the moonsault on top of the big blue pad, and you just have to get over your fear of going backwards.
Yeah, that's
like,
the key.
This is a routine thing, but still.
That's the key. They do it onto the big blue pad. Any idiot can do a moonsault onto a big blue pad. It's when you got to do it onto another human being with no pad. That's when we're talking about possible injuries.
Hmm.
Yeah, I smashed my... I didn't even know what I did. I was a gymnast. I did back layouts all the time, but I did one moonsault, and I smashed my knee on the canvas and tweaked my MCL and could barely walk for like a week, but...
What's the pro wrestling equivalent of the Iron Cross? Like, because that is, like, incredibly hard to do, and it's always amazing when you see it.
Shooting Star.
Okay, so that's the Holy Grail, kind of?
I can't think of one move in wrestling that would be harder than a Shooting Star press. Even, like, mm-hmm. the Space Flying Tiger Drop or the Topes or any of that stuff. That's the one where you've got to rotate backwards while going forwards. It's very difficult. I guess a full twisting Shooting Star press would probably be harder.
I remember when Kidman, I think it was Kidman with that, and then I think it was Too Cold Scorpio with the 450. It was just like not being able physically to ever even think about doing things like that. It just is amazing. And then you see what, like, fast forward to today, what Ricochet does and the timing every single night after night, what the Dragon Gate guys do over in Japan. You know, and, of course, they drill that to death, but still – when you do it over and over at the speed they do it at, and guys don't seem to be, you know, they're not getting, you know, badly injured. I mean, they're getting hurt every night doing stuff like that, but they're not getting killed doing it, which the average person would. It's amazing the kind of athletes these guys are now.
I got a text message from somebody who sent me his answer. He actually filled out the WWE Fan Council survey. And the question was, please give a brief description of what would make you more interested in watching Raw. Be as specific as possible. I'll read as much as he's got here before the screenshot cut off. Better matches, better narrative focus and cohesion. Open the show with less talking, like way less. Stop rehashing stuff that just happened on SmackDown. Start giving performers purpose. More squash matches, more title matches, more good surprises. Sheamus being world champion would not qualify as a good surprise. Less transparency in terms of who is being pushed and who isn't. Knock off the 50-50 booking. Change the format. Refresh the look of the shows. Try a different... That's as far as he got. Can't disagree with much.
No. Will they listen?
I don't know about the more title matches, however, because I think that I don't mind the idea of saving your title matches for pay-per-views on the network, and you don't get title matches on the free show. You can occasionally do a title match, but I think if you give a title match on every free show, you water down the title matches on the pay-per-view. So I don't know if I would do that one. And my issue isn't even rehashing SmackDown. My issue is when I, as a fan, watch SmackDown, and what happens on SmackDown doesn't matter when I watch Raw or vice versa. That makes me not want to watch the show.
Yeah, and I know it's easy to say they should broad brush. They need to work on Raw first. And they have a minimal amount of time before they really need to get SmackDown going, but they need to do that as well, too. And just the title matches, again, make them mean more. Make Raw mean more, and then it will mean more. Then maybe people will be more apt to watch SmackDown. And if that means something, maybe they may even be more apt to watch Main Event or one of the other shows, whatever the other shows that are on, instead of just skipping it all the time. Things just in general need to mean more. It can't always be passed away. You know, Kofi Kingston, and I know for a lot of people it was just a throwaway line, but the country music thing about, and that's not just my character saying that, we all love Kofi Kingston. We all love the New Day. We all think they're talented. But that one was just a reminder of a kick in the, you know, and it was, I know people would defend it and say, well, it was supposed to be that way. But yeah, it's a reminder of how nothing on this whole stupid show for 3 hours matters in the end. And anything that does matter, it's all right. I can just skip it and watch Hulu, or even better, just skip it and watch one of the other things that they have. Watch the 30-second or minute-long recap of Raw and not miss a thing by missing any of the shows. And that, I mean, my God, after the pay-per-view, after the, and times are different, but after last Sunday or two Sundays ago, that Raw on Monday, football or not, should have had far more interest, and it just doesn't. And it's just pathetic.
All I know is I know people are up in arms about that character comment, but listen to me. I don't want to say that's the least of our worries, but that's way up there. The fact that the New Day is on the show in six different segments and doing horrendous commentary, making light of a match, that's a way bigger issue than one throwaway line.
Making fun of the fact that their commentary stinks, but I'm saying, but that's, it's just kind of the face of it. I mean, it really is the face of it. They're taking, you know, great guys and they've beat it into the ground like they've beaten everything else into the ground. They've bastardized them the same way they've bastardized everything else. It's just, it's very disappointing because, again, the talent level, you can, I'm not saying it's better than the 80s because those guys had years and years and years to work, you know, to get to the points that they were at in the 80s and 90s. And they came from a different era and things just kind of came together for the boom period in the 80s and the attitude era in the 90s. Just things, good things happened. This is a little bit different, but with the athleticism, with the awareness that these guys have of being on camera, you know, the overall presentation of how they come, if you let them be themselves and you actually treat that and take care of it and nurture it, can you imagine where we'd be right now?
Studio line, you're on the air.
It's John from Arkansas. I was just thinking, hearing these surveys, the big thing is, like what they talked about, everything having purpose and there being across the platform in each brand of the promotion, cohesion. And things making sense. And I'm with you guys. I like the old NWA Crockett style. Don't give them every big major title match right away. You have one that you specifically concentrate on for the shows. And then save all the other stuff for the big pay-per-views. It's not that hard. But this stupid, inane comedy and just dogging out the importance of what you need to be doing, this is why your ratings are bad. You're not doing things properly. Somebody needs to walk up and slap Vince McMahon behind the back of the head and say, Wake up, man. We're failing at this. Where is the Vince McMahon who wanted to fight the system and go out and do...
He's 70.
He didn't...
He's
did
old
a,
now.
He did a show with Steve Austin where he was reminding everybody that he's 70 and that times have changed and maybe he hasn't changed completely along with them. That's where he is. And that's where they're at.
Law in charge.
What was that?
I said, then freaking step down, Vince. If you know you can't do the job anymore, step down.
Well, he thinks he still can do the job, and he'll never do that. He'll never do that. And Hunter and Stephanie probably have more now than ever. But, I mean, just sometimes, no matter how good you are at something, sometimes you need new eyes in there. No matter what it is that you do, you know, you get departmentalized, you get stale. You just sometimes you need some other people in there to spark you. It doesn't mean knock him out of his spot. But it means, you know, unfortunately, he's not going to do it. He's way too set in his ways. But they need new eyeballs. They just, that's what you need. And you need to just be refreshed. And that's okay to have in business. Most of the really successful ones do that.
Got a text message here. This was a question that was asked a couple of days ago. This person says, I saw a clip on YouTube from Chikara where Bryce Remsburg counted to two. The wrestler said it was three. So Bryce rang the bell and ended the match.
Yes,
so there is
yeah.
the answer to that question.
Yeah, we got that one. So, yeah, and of all places, Bryce Remsburg.
I should have known it would be
Chikara.
That's
really.
All right, to the studio line. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, Brian and Mike, Danny Hernandez.
Yes, Danny.
One thing I like, it wasn't from the survey you're talking about today, but you're talking about the WWE survey last week about if they publicized what matches or what came on a certain time.
Yes. What if we advertised?
Right. Let's say like at 8:05, you know, Central Time, we have, you know, Roman Reigns versus so-and-so. So a lot of radio stations, they publicize their segments. So listeners that are driving can tune in. So I think it might increase ratings because people know, oh, at 9:05, you know, oh, Kevin Owens appears. I think that's a good idea. They should get on there.
Yeah, I got a better idea, though. Don't say 9:05. Just say in the 9 o'clock, in the first hour. That way you have people watching and you don't know when it's going to be. And you can switch it up every week so that you assure that people will tune in for the entire hour on the weeks that you do it at the very end of the 9 o'clock hour. You could say in hour one, the main event is going to be Kevin Owens defending the Intercontinental title. In hour two, John Cena makes his big return. And in hour three, whatever your main event is going to be, I can't even bring myself to mention Sheamus, but you could very easily do something like that, but then you've got to stick to a plan, which appears to be a problem.
You know what I hope is part of the survey? Did y'all come here to see WCW, or did you come to see the NWO?
I know my answer. I came here to see WCW NWA World Championship Wrestling at 6:05, which is available on the WWE Network right now, which we'll be watching tonight. And for those of you asking, I don't know if it's November 28th. I can't remember the exact date, but it's the show that is reviewing Starrcade 1985 with all sorts of clips from 85 Starrcade. Vinny and I are going to be reviewing that show tonight on the network, as well as Ring of Honor and more. And we'll be back in just a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I just tweeted out a video here if you want to see Kimber Lee, the first woman ever to become the Chikara Grand Champion, only the fourth Grand Champion in history, Brock Lesnaring, all of the Devastation Corporation. That is up on my Twitter right now, at Brian Alvarez, if you want to check that out. Mike is up at Sempervivi, Sports Byline, at Sports Byline USA. This show, if you missed any of it, is going to be replaying Monday morning. We replay every Monday morning at 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern. We're live every day, Monday through Friday, at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. And we have replays every day at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern, including Saturdays. There's both a 10 a.m. Pacific and a 5 p.m. Pacific time slot, so you can check those out. And, of course, tomorrow is Raw. And, as always, apparently they didn't listen to their own survey. We have no idea what's going on Raw tomorrow. We have no lineup. We have no matches. We have nothing leading into the WWE's big show of the week. So, I guess tomorrow we'll talk about something else, because I got nothing Raw-related to talk about. Of course, tonight, Vinny and I are going to be reviewing the NWA World Championship Wrestling show, as well as Ring of Honor. That's going to be up for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. And later on tonight, myself and Dave Meltzer are going to be talking all of the news from the weekend and not previewing Raw and whatever other news is going on. Probably a lot about Conor McGregor and Jose Aldo. Dave is so excited for next week's show, he can hardly contain himself. That's coming up tonight as well for subscribers, WrestlingObserver.com. I want to thank Mike, as always, all the folks at Byline, all of the callers, listeners, texters, etc. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.